Thank you. We're joined as usual by Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hello, Scott.
Good morning, Rhode Island.
And University of Rhode Island political science professor Maureen Moakley. Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning, everyone.
We're pleased to welcome back as our special guest, a Republican candidate for governor of Rhode Island, Ken Block. Thanks for joining us, Ken.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back again.
Now, Ken, you founded the Moderate Party of Rhode Island in 2008 and switched last week to become a Republican for your second run for governor. You put $500,000 of your own money into your campaign in the most recent campaign finance quarter. How much money do you ultimately plan to put into your campaign as part of your latest run?
Can't predict that at this point in time. We'll deal with what the dollars look like when we need them.
You provided the vast bulk of your own funding. Is that going to be the way it is, or are you going to be able to attract more money from other people?
We are attracting more money from other people.
Let's go to Maureen.
We were interesting talking about your run for governor. One of the things that's curious to me is you're running for an office that's constitutionally weak. Even if you were to win, you would be in the minority. How do you expect to go up there, arrive at the state house, and get things done?
There's a number of different ways. The governor is on top of the executive branch, and there's great efficiencies that can be made inside our government by running government better. One example is the TDI program that I like to talk about. That is a program. Temporary disability insurance. Thank you. We have an extraordinarily expensive one. It's because we run it in a very different way than most other states. By paying attention and running it in a way like New Jersey runs theirs, I believe we can drop the cost of this program in half to be in line with New Jersey of all places. And I don't think we should be that different from the other states when we run our programs. When we save that money, we can put hundreds of dollars back into the checkbooks of individuals who pay that tax.
Now, Scott, we hear Ken Block being kind of ambiguous here about how much money he might throw into his campaign. We know he doesn't have Ross Perot money, but he does have some money of his own. How important is this financial factor in Ken's primary with Alan Fung?
I think it's always important to have people contribute to your campaign, because even if somebody gives you $25, it means they're making a commitment. And this is a very small primary. There could be as few as 15, 20,000 votes in this thing. And basically, it's a grassroots kind of campaign. It's not a big TV campaign. You can almost meet personally half the voters in a Republican primary in this state.
And that's what you have to do, 100%.
Well, in related news, Cranston Mayor Alan Fung on Monday announced his Republican run for governor. Fung called for small grants to help fund entrepreneurs. He also wants to improve Rhode Island's business climate and freeze tuition at the state's public colleges for 4 years. Ken Block, what would you say about why Rhode Island voters or Republicans should support you over someone like Alan Fung, who's been elected mayor of Cranston 3 times and has a detailed record in public office?
As I've been saying ever since I got involved in politics, what voters need to pay attention to is not just the vision of what the political person is trying to accomplish, but how they get there. And what I'm giving the voters this time is a lot of beef in terms of how we can make the changes necessary to achieve the vision of what I like to see Rhode Island become.
Well, how are you going to, you've talked about saving $1 billion, which a lot of people think is fairly ludicrous, but how do you get there specifically?
Sure. We'll need a little bit more than 10 minutes, but as fast as I can. If we drop the cost of our temporary disability insurance in half, we save $80 million a year that goes right back into the checkbooks and bank accounts of individuals. $80 million over 4 years is $250 million all by itself. When we attack our unemployment insurance system, which is the most expensive such system in the country, and we bring those costs into line with how other states run their program and what it costs for those other programs, I believe we should be able to save somewhere between another $50 and $80 million annually, year over year over year, which could be another $250 million over 4 years. So we're at $250 million, and I haven't even gotten into the budgetary problems yet. So those are off-budget issues.
Maureen, how do you see this Republican primary between our guest Ken Block and Cranston Mayor Alan Fung?
Well, I mean, I think you have an interesting message, but I think what Fung has is he's got a base in terms of he's been the mayor of Cranston. And I think that is, as the more established candidate, I think you're going to have a rough row to hoe initially. As far as your message is concerned, the thing is, it sounds like you're running for the director of administration, not the governor. You still have to deal with the legislature.
100%.
The budget, you have very little control over the budget. You've got to form alliances. And your strategy now seems to be one of going it alone, and I wonder how far that's going to take you.
That's not my strategy, because I fully understand and appreciate that you have to work with the General Assembly to get things done. I'll tell you that I was invited to speak to Speaker Fox's off-campus economic development summit when he had it for his chamber. And I view that as a positive indication that the Speaker believes I have a lot of ideas that need to get heard. The communication is important. And the ability to drive towards common goals is crucially important. And by the way, I came and presented those economic ideas while I was also fighting at the same time the very political fight dealing with the master lever. So the point is that you can have a political fight and you can also be an honest actor when it comes to the economic issues.
What happened to the master lever?
We're still working on the master
lever. Well, it's been a while.
Well, it's been 50 years.
Yeah. Let's go to a few more questions for our guest, Ken Block. Ken, you're a smart guy. You've started your own businesses and been successful. Why did it take you 5 years to figure out that a third party wasn't going to be an effective way of making change in Rhode Island?
Because I had to try it, and I had to do it, and then learn that it wasn't possible to do. So, and I wish it was not possible. We achieved creating the party. The problem was that to make the change that's necessary here, we couldn't accomplish that change. And until you do it, you can't prove or disprove it can't be done. Now we know it can't be done.
Let's go to Scott.
So the moderate party is RIP.
I believe it's RIP.
Let's go to Maureen.
What's next in terms of your positions, in terms of the budget?
So with the budget, we have to identify additional places inside the budget where we're not spending money as wisely as we could. And again, knowing we're pressed for time, I'm just going to give you a straightforward example. We're spending $26 million annually to run our own exchange with only a few hundred thousand people in it when it's fully up and running. We should have upfront understood how few people we have here, and we should have partnered up with another exchange in another state. So we're not seeing a $26 million annual need to pay for running our exchange. And if we had shared resources and expenses with other state, we could have dropped the cost of our exchange.
Well, this is a new program, and one expects as we move along, we're doing very well initially, we can make those kinds of changes.
And as governor, I would push us to see if we could do it better and smarter than we're doing it now.
In other news in Rhode Island this week, we had local elections in Central Falls and Woonsocket. Women will take 5 of 7 city council seats in Central Falls. And in Woonsocket, State Representative Lisa Baldelli Hunt, a Democrat, scored an overwhelming victory over Republican Mayor Leo Fontaine, who first won office in 2009. Scott, what's your sense of whether Baldelli Hunt will be any more effective than Fontaine in resolving Woonsocket's financial problems?
Woonsocket has a lot of structural problems. They've got some assets up there. I mean, CVS Caremark has a big facility there. However, it's almost emblematic of what's happened in the other old textile centers of New England, where they've lost the manufacturing base and they've had some real problems relying on the property tax. And I kind of think that Fontaine took a hit for the big tax increase and some of the fiscal problems that I'm not sure were all his fault. He seemed to inherit some real problems there. So I think that a Baldelli Hunt has a real challenge. As far as Central Falls goes, how can the new people be any worse than what's happened there for decades? So I wish these people well.
Maureen, how do you see the outlook in Woonsocket for Lisa Baldelli Hunt as mayor?
I think she's in a good position because, after all, the city is in receivership. So a lot of the problems that Fontaine had to face have already been dealt with in one sense, in the sense that he took the hit for the taxes. And any kind of spending plan, I mean, she's really in a consortium in terms of her first phase of office. So I think she's in a good position to help continue to turn things around and eventually take over, take it back, something like Central Falls. So, I mean, there is that opportunity there.
Ken, you seem to spend a lot of time thinking about the economy. What can local officials in Woonsocket do to improve the tax base there and generate more economic growth?
Both Central Falls and Woonsocket Central Falls, the entire city, is designated a hub zone by the federal government. That means that businesses that qualify as hub companies can get substantial advantages in competitive procurements for the federal contracting. And we only have 4 hub designated companies in all of the state, and we have 56 hub zones here. When we start moving businesses to these cities to take advantage of this and become competitive with federal procurements, we both improve the finances of the city, and we're going to see a lot more jobs come in.
We're out of time, so we have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us on Political Roundtable. Scott.
Thank you.
Maureen.
Thank you.
And moderate-turned-Republican candidate for Governor Ken Block.
Thank you.
We're funded by you, our listeners, and by the Robertson Foundation, continuing the commitment of its founder, Stephen Hamblett, to honest government in Rhode Island through in-depth political coverage. And if you enjoy the conversation, please visit our On Politics blog at ripr.org.